Welcome back. Our final segment inside of module number two. You've learned a lot about how you're operating inside of your sensual circle, where it is that you require boundaries in your life, and some of the places where you felt like you haven't had choices, even though you do have choices. And inside of this, it is going to require some courage and for you to have the opportunity to voice what it is your requirements are inside of this. So let's begin to talk about self-love and your voice. I also want you to know that this is a continued opportunity for you to practice and open up inside of this. This is not about you getting it right or having it perfect inside of this module. And yet, I am going to invite you to begin to activate your voice and feel the freedom inside of honoring your voice. So let's start to talk about this. The first thing I want to share with you is self-loving discipline. What is it that really serves you inside? Now let's look at that word self-loving discipline. The word discipline used to, just send me into that feeling of, oh my gosh, I have to do it right. I have to be disciplined about it. And it felt very, very strict. And if you start to look into the root of this word and the real definition of this word, which is fascinating, it actually means disciple, which means to learn, right? It means to learn. So when we talk about self-loving discipline inside of Elegant Femme, it's learning to love yourself. Feel that for a minute. Learning how to love yourself. Is there anything more precious than that? Is there anything more precious than you being able to identify what inside of this particular life experience you're seeking, you're craving? How is it that you really feel loved? What is it that you can do? What is it that you are asking yourself to step into? And what is it that you enjoy that is an expression of you loving yourself at the deepest, most powerful level? Boundaries assist you in honoring this. Once you learn to love yourself. Once you learn what it is you love and how it is you feel love and how it is you feel into the highest vibration of the loving, then it's up to you and only you to honor what that is. So what is it that really serves you? When you go deep inside and you allow yourself to feel your sensual circle, what really honors you? Again, begin to identify these things. Do you need alone time in the morning? Do you need times of laughter? Do you need to go outside and take walks and sit in the sun? Is there a particular type of food or drink? Do you need your husband to have deeper conversations with you? Do you need to have deeper conversations with your husband? Do you need to schedule time with girlfriends? Do you need to stretch your body? Do you need to allow yourself to save money or spend money differently? What is it? It could be anything, anything. I'm just putting out some ideas. Make a list of the things in your life that you're currently doing that honor you. So list the things in your life that you're currently doing that honoring you, that honor you. Inside of this, you can also make a list of the things that you would like to be doing that honor you. Hey, what is it? What is it that honors you? Some of them you might already be doing. It's important for you to identify those as well. Sometimes we step into doing things that are honoring for us, and then we stop doing them and we wonder why we don't feel as good. So if you already know what it is that does honor you, make a list so that you can continue to commit to it and keep it as a part of your life. Let's talk about this. What's the difference between treating yourself versus punishing yourself? Because when we do start to ask the conversation, what is it that really honors me? We want to be able to clarify and discern what that really means. Because sometimes it's it'll really honor me to drink that whole bottle of wine or eat that whole chocolate cake. I'm treating myself, right? Let's not get confused between treating ourselves and honoring ourselves. Okay, when you cross that line from treating yourself and go into punishing yourself, what's the difference there? The difference is your intention. That's how you can begin to discern treating yourself or honoring yourself versus punishing yourself. Okay, so really feel into that for yourself. Going into, let me give you an example that'll bring some clarity. I was at a point in my life very early on, before I stepped into growing Elegant Femme, trying to figure things out for myself, and I was at home and taking care of the kids, and I would go into spaces where I would feel really resentful. I would feel like I'm doing everything around here, just really get into that space of, oh, I've worked so hard, I'm doing everything around here. And then I would say, okay, I'm going to go treat myself. I'm going to go shopping. And yet, that treating myself would very quickly turn into punishing myself because I would spend way too much money, I would overspend, and it would be coming from the space of, I deserve this. No one else is gonna take care of me, so I've gotta do this. And I would go beyond the point of treating myself and into the point of punishing myself. Because the intention was coming from a space of, no one else is gonna take care of me, so I better do this. It wasn't coming from a real open energy of, what do I really need? What am I really seeking? It was coming from a false sense of nourishment. So what is your intention? You know, where is it coming from inside of you? That will assist you in discerning treating yourself versus punishing yourself. Okay, be really aware of the choices that you're making. And be also very aware, a lot of times we can go into punishing ourselves when there's an intention of trying to prove something. I'll show him, I'll show her, I'll show. Okay, so really be aware of that. That'll help you identify this as well. When you start to identify what it is you require, there's an opportunity for you to find your voice. It's up to you to preserve and serve what it is your desires are. And one of the most difficult things for women is to speak up and honor their voice. I'm going to share something with you that you may have heard before. It was shared with me a while ago. And that is that it's very interesting. It's fascinating, in fact, that clinically and from a scientific perspective, the cells of the vagina are the same. If you look underneath a microscope, it's the same as the cell in the voice. So if you were to take a cell from each of those places, underneath a microscope, you would not be able to identify where the cell came from. This is fascinating. This exists nowhere else inside the human body, and it doesn't exist in men, meaning that you can identify where a cell came from by what it looks like in any given point of the body, in any given part, of the body, except for the vagina and the voice box, the larynx. It's the same exact cell. So if you've ever felt fearful of speaking your voice, if you've ever felt incredibly vulnerable, if you've ever tried to, you know, if you're sitting down and you always see yourself crossing your legs and protecting and just feeling very kind of suffocated and stifled inside of this, it's a very, very powerful awareness. Your voice and giving yourself the opportunity to speak your truth can feel incredibly vulnerable. It can feel exposing, or it can feel incredibly courageous and powerful. And this is something that you're going to be opening up to inside of this and giving yourself permission to speak and feel safe inside of this place. So many women fear that as they find their voice, that if they say no, that they're going to hurt or reject someone. So instead they say yes. I'm sure you've had that experience before. Oh my gosh, I can't tell somebody I really don't want to do this because I'm going to hurt their feelings. Again, inside of that, taking over responsibility for whatever it is that they're going to feel because you're honoring yourself. So saying yes when you mean no actually builds resentment. It actually opens up a space inside for you to feel energetically out of alignment, and your authentic self will feel rejected. Listen to that for a minute. So if you've said yes when you mean no because you're afraid you're going to hurt or reject someone else, in fact, you're actually rejecting yourself. If you reject your authentic self time and time again, her voice becomes quieter, and over time you won't even recognize that she's speaking or what it is she really wants because you've denied it so many times. As we step into our next modules inside the Indie French in New Yorker, you are going to be activating your authentic voice, utilizing the three femme types. This is going to be an opportunity and a way, in fact, for you to step into a higher level of visibility and bypass the faux type so that you feel courageous inside of this. As you do, your voice will most likely become stronger and louder. It's fascinating. In fact, if you go back and watch some of my original videos years and years ago, I probably sound different. I've had that reflection back a couple of different times, and in fact, I feel different. I'm so much more congruent with my voice, my authenticity, who I am. There's a higher level of confidence inside, not coming from an ego space, coming from a space of opportunity when I'm speaking my truth. And women inside of this process have experienced this as well. When they go forward and they activate their femme types, they start speaking in a way inside of their life where they're much more congruent and aware and in control of what it is they really want and feeling much more courageous. So if you have ever had the fear inside or even the awareness that your voice is soft or it's overly, I'm not telling you you have to work at this at all. It's just something that happens naturally. When you begin to find your voice and begin to trust what it is you desire, you start saying it with much more conviction. So here are some things that I'm going to invite you to start using and start saying and be okay with it. And I'm going to invite you to test this out this week. No, I don't want that. And again, it doesn't need to be said with, you know, anger. No, you know, it's very just, no, I don't want that, right? No, I don't like that. I actually don't like that. This is really powerful. So imagine if you're in conversation and something, everybody's talking about strawberries or something and everyone's, oh my gosh, yeah, they're fantastic. Something as subtle as just going along with the conversation, be like, yeah, strawberries are good. If you don't like them, even something that subtle is rejecting your authentic truth. So practice. If there's something you really don't like, it's okay. You don't have to agree with everybody. So be able to say, no, I don't like that. Now, if you do want something, be able to say, yes, I want that. A very simple example that I think a lot of people can relate to. Say you're in the grocery store and the checker says, well, would you like help to your car? And there's a piece of you that's like, no, I can handle it. Yeah, say yes. Yes, I'd love that. I'd love that additional help or support. So practice that this week. Yes, I will do that. Like really honoring if you're making a commitment and you're really feeling congruent with it, say yes, I will. Practice, I like that. I don't like that. And what you said or did hurt. This is a really empowering one at the end. Very often, we're afraid to tell people how we really feel inside, and we absorb it. When you say this one at the bottom about what you said or did hurt me, you're not expecting anyone to even apologize. You're not expecting them to do anything differently. You can share this from a very authentic space inside of, you know, I'm just honoring myself and letting myself and you know that actually really hurt. Okay, so be able to practice that one as well. A beautiful one to practice in partnership. Using your voice. Journal about one situation where you will clearly use your authentic voice and ask for what you want or don't want. So spend some time now. Go ahead and pause this module and journal about a situation where in your life right now you really are being asked to identify what it is you want or don't want. And make a commitment right now that you're going to step into this situation this week and utilize your authentic voice. Go ahead and identify that, and I will meet you back here. Remember to pause the module, and I'll meet you back here. After you've gifted yourself permission to find your voice, you must also gift yourself the gift of speaking your truth. Your truth. It's not about anybody else's truth. The femtypes assist you in identifying what your truth is. Not being truthful to yourself or another really does give a false impression of who you are and what you want. So as you continue, think about situations where you have given a false impression to the people that you love. In what situation have you been holding back your truth? Feel this. It can feel painful. It can feel scary. And yet as you identify inside of yourself the areas where you've been living kind of a false impression because you don't want to hurt somebody's feelings, at least admit to yourself that that's been out of alignment for you. So again, go ahead before we continue to pause this module. In what situation have you been holding back your truth? It's a really big one in partnership, really big one with parents. Okay, so feel into this one. In what situation have you been holding back your truth? It's incredibly self-honoring. I'm not saying you have to do anything about it right now. You don't. Just at least giving yourself the permission to have awareness of it and admit it inside begins to move the energy. As we continue to enhance your sensual circle through finding your voice and through boundaries, I want to give you some additional support around this that will assist you in feeling a level of strength and union inside of your sensual circle. These are things that I do personally, and I invite you to have these things handy so that as you grow inside your sensual circle and start activating your voice, that you have these as support systems for yourself. So the sense of smell that supports your sensual circle is the scent of jasmine. This was one of Cleopatra's favorite scents. It is a signature scent inside of Elegant Femme, which is jasmine. We have our signature scent, we have our signature flower, we have signature pieces that honor our purpose and our consciousness and the way that we present inside of the world, inside of Elegant Femme. So I've sense of smell is jasmine. You might consider getting some essential oil. You might consider getting the smell of jasmine in a lotion or a cream or even a jasmine plant. This will assist you in connecting more with your sensual circle. Within your sense of sight, it's the color orange. Okay, the color orange, your sensual circle and your indie is in your power sensuality, which we'll talk about next week. But I want to let you know that the color orange is very strengthening for your sensual circle. So if you're finding difficulty inside of this, wear an orange shirt, you know, surround yourself with an orange scarf, buy a pair of orange colored panties. The color orange is very, very powerful for this. The sense of taste, there are a couple here. Spices to add to your food, cinnamon, vanilla, caraway seeds, these assist you with your sensual circle. And the sense of sound, oh, this is so beautiful. The D chord in music. One of Elegant Femme's favorite is Pachelbel's Canon in D chord. So if you're feeling some challenge inside your sensual circle, and you might want to just take a moment to pull up Pachelbel's, or if you have another thing that you know is in the D chord, and listen to that, and it'll help you clarify your sensual circle. It can help you feeling more courage inside of your boundaries. It's a beautiful practice for you to have. Consider listening to that first thing in the morning. And the sense of touch is water. Water. Oh, really, do what you can to give yourself some space inside of water. That fluid, that movement, that opening, that surrender allows you to connect with your truth, your desires, your needs, and give you more strength inside of that sensual circle. The final element for you to identify inside of this module is who will support your sensual circle. And I say support, not take responsibility for. When we start stepping into higher levels of growth, we do become aware of the people that are there to support us versus some people that might have some real difficulty with our next level of growth. So the most important thing to remember is that as it's your responsibility to preserve your sensual circle, you still can align yourself with people who will support you in maintaining the commitment that you've made to yourself. So I invite you to write three people or organizations that you feel will support your sensual circle. Maybe there's someone in your life that really is a cheerleader, you know, and that can be a person, an outreach. Maybe there's an organization. Obviously, the Elegant Femme Live You Fully community is really here for you inside of that. And I invite you to have, you know, some others. Maybe there's a prayer group or a church. Being able to identify who's there to support you inside your sensual circle will give you an outlet versus you feeling afraid that if you do enact your sensual circle, you're going to lose everybody. So allow yourself to identify this really, really important piece. And just as a review in the final piece here, your action steps are to complete week 2. There is a recommended reading that I have for you, and it's called Boundaries. You may have heard the women talk about this. It's When to Say Yes and How to Say No by Henry Cloud and John Townsend. It's a very, very old book. There have been a couple of new revisions and versions. However, whatever one you get is perfect, and it will assist you in further clarifying boundaries, what they mean, how to honor them, and what it is you can do to step forward. I'm going to give you an example, actually, right here, of a healthy boundary. Okay, so say that, because this is an experience that I had had shared with a client and had assisted her in articulating. So she was really feeling a lot of resentment around her husband always making her late. That was her original feeling inside of that. He's always late. He's always making me late. I'm always ready on time. And yet he's never ready. And we always end up being late. And it's his fault. And so when we started identifying this, she was able to clearly articulate that this was really hurtful for her. She didn't feel respected. She didn't like feeling late. And she didn't like showing up somewhere and apologizing all the time. So she created a sensual circle boundary. And she went to her husband very lovingly. And she said, look, I really want to be on time. It's very important to me. It's something that I feel very honored inside of it. And it seems like we're always late when I'm waiting for you. So how long do you need to get ready? And they decided however long that was going to be. And she said, okay, so you feel like you need 30 minutes or an hour or whatever it is. So we're going to leave at this particular time. And she let him know and he agreed. Okay, we're going to leave at that time. And she said, and I want to let you know that if you're not ready at that time, I am going to go without you. and you can find your way there. And she didn't, you know, this wasn't an ultimatum. It wasn't a threat. It was, she was honoring that she was the one that was going to keep this boundary. And this is what's important here. This is how you honor a healthy boundary. How, a boundary isn't about somebody else doing something. A boundary is only about you doing something. So as you step into this place about honoring your central circle, any boundary you create is something that only you can control. You can't make anybody else do anything. I'm going to give you another example. So in fact, let me give you the last part of that. So she had the situation and it happened and he wasn't ready and she left. She did what she said she was going to do. So this is the additional part of you honoring your central circle as well. Once you set a boundary and you are clear about what will happen, you require to follow through. That is self-loving discipline. That is honorable to you. You make a commitment and you follow through. Let me give you another example that I've utilized in the past. Say that your husband is drinking a lot or some sort of behavior, but I'll use the drinking one because I think it's a good visual. A boundary that is not healthy or a boundary that is not properly set might be like, you know, don't come home if you've been drinking too much. Just don't come home. This is not a healthy boundary, and this doesn't even work. This isn't even a boundary because you're expecting someone else to uphold the boundary. That is not a boundary. That becomes an ultimatum or a threat, and you have absolutely no control over it. A properly set boundary would be, if you come home drinking, I'm leaving. Okay, so again, any kind of boundary, you must be the one in power. You must be the one that has the opportunity to make the decision. I'm not saying what the decision needs to be. I'm just giving you an example there. Whatever it is you set inside of a boundary, you must be the one in control and power of enacting that boundary. Okay, really, really important identification inside of that. Make a commitment of one thing you will do to enhance your sensual circle this week. Okay, so clarify what that boundary is and make a commitment of one thing you will do to enhance your sensual circle. And then what we shared at the end here, bringing in more orange into your life, into your clothes, flowers, orange colored food, those kind of things will support you as well. Okay? Next week, we are going to be moving into receiving and inside of your indie femtype, how to increase your ability to receive without guilt. So remember this week, remember the real definition of a boundary, your opportunity to honor who you are, your opportunity to set a boundary that allows you to be in power. And at any point where you're feeling resentful, remember that you have a choice. Congratulations. I can't wait to see you back here next week.